She is like a top. She cannot stop. She moves on. A sympathetic stranger lights a candle in the middle of the night. Her voice cracks. She jumps back. But she moves.
Good afternoon, Wrangle. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:02, and we have our guest Lori Brown in the studio today. She's the Wrangle Wolves girls coach, and you can call in anytime during this program to ask a question or just say hi. So, Lori, thank you for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
Absolutely. So, first off, let's just talk about last weekend. Not one of the best weekends for the girls.
No, it definitely wasn't. It was not what we were expecting as we headed into our weekend in Metlakatla, which we had secured two wins against previously when they were here in Wrangell. We had Maddie Harding, who was out with a back injury, who's definitely one of our main scorers. She provides a lot of ball handling for us. And so she didn't come with us on the trip because of an injury she abstained when she was in Craig. Mm-hmm. So she was already out. And then one of our other starters, Kaylin Easterly, didn't end up playing all weekend because of a stomach bug that she had. And she really tried hard to get out there, but was having a really hard time keeping much of anything down. So she was a trooper and went along with us, but provided a lot of support from the bench. So those are two of our main scorers. So we really struggled to score both Friday and Saturday. And then also on Saturday, one of our up-and-coming freshmen, Emma Martinson, had a foot injury. So she was out for most of the game on Saturday. The girls on Friday night, I started three freshmen, I think it was. And so it was a really young group in there. It was three freshmen, I believe, and two seniors. So it was a really odd combination of girls who hadn't really played very much together. And so they had a lot of kinks to work out. And we struggled to score. We struggled to break their press. Just the little things, you could see lots of turnovers, missed opportunities on rebounds, not finishing around the basket. But we made a few adjustments for Saturday, watched some game tape, practiced, just had a good talk with the girls. And Saturday night, again, started three freshmen and two seniors. And the girls came out a lot more composed, less turnovers. They were able to keep the game really tight, even taking the lead at certain times. We went into overtime and ended up losing by 4. So I was much happier with that, especially with the makeup of the team that we had. Helen Decker was one of the seniors that played, and Abby Gerald. And they both provided a lot of leadership and really helped our team to stay together, even though it was not the normal combination of girls that we have.
Yeah. So in that situation, you're putting in your freshmen and you're asking the seniors to make this work for the whole team.
Right. It's definitely not an easy task to do because, you know, they didn't even play with these girls in middle school necessarily, just because middle school is the 3-year gap, where now this is, you're talking a 4-year gap. So they have only practiced with them, and that's only on occasion. But my big shout out to my freshmen. They really stepped up, especially Jamie Early on Saturday night was our leading scorer with 19 points. She drove to the basket very well. I never like taking two losses, it was a great opportunity for my younger players to grow and get that game experience.
Absolutely. And so you mentioned Maddie and then Easterly. What's her first name?
Kaylin, yeah.
Are they going to be up and running?
So Kaylin is already starting to feel better. So the stomach bug is making its way out. So she should be good to go this weekend. Maddie, I'm still not sure on. Like I said, it's a back injury, so it's kind of a tough one to detect. But we've been having her rest a lot, ice and heat, and just really trying to get her to take care of that so that she can be back and ready to go.
Absolutely. And then Emma, she's doing okay?
Yeah, Emma... her foot's banged up. She kind of pulled some tendons in her foot, so she will probably be out for a couple of weeks, but she'll be back in by regions is the hope.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got like a bloody nose the other day too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Getting beat up.
Yes, that was in Craig. That was Helen Decker. Yep, we definitely have had our run with injuries, so.
Oh, poor girls.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so you're listening to Talk on the Rock. The time is 107. We'll go to a short break and be right back with Lori Brown. All right, the time is 109. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show, and we are back with Lori Brown.
Hello.
So we had to give her a hard time about the losses this last weekend. How do your girls deal with that after they've been doing so well, they've been getting all their wins, and then to have, you know, that one loss in Craig and then these two losses? How are they dealing emotionally, mentally?
Yeah, you know, something that we have said all season long and worked with the girls on all season long is that we earn every single win that we get. So I definitely think the girls have been trying to keep humble throughout this whole season. And that's what I've wanted for them, is that they know that they always have the potential to be beat. So they have to work hard every single day in practice, and they have to work hard every single game. You know, we have had some unfortunate situations or circumstances that have come up kind of beyond our control. And so I think the girls are aware that this isn't our normal team makeup. And, you know, that loss against Craig was more of our normal team makeup. And so I think it was humbling for them even more so, and just made them realize even more, like we said, they have to earn every single win that they walk away from, that talent alone isn't going to take every game. And they have to put the hard work behind it, and the teamwork behind it, the unity, the leadership, all of those things to be able to pull off the wins that they want. And they are a hardworking bunch. They do come to practice and give it their all, and are very committed. So, I mean, I also, like I said, I just have to also shout out to my captain, Helen Decker. She really is the glue that kind of holds us together, and she keeps people positive. And even after this weekend, it was a hard role for her to have to play as, you know, one of the older girls out there. And she just really tied us all together and continued to encourage those young players and keep a positive attitude when it would have been really easy to get negative.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Helen.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's step back a little bit from the basketball. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Lori.
Yeah, so I was born and raised here and went to high school at Wrangell High, played ball there as well, and graduated in 2006. I loved my experience growing up here in Wrangell. Couldn't have asked for a better place to grow up and go to school and be a part of athletics. And I really had a love for basketball. And so then went off to college in Montana, got my teaching degree, came back and was able to student teach here in Wrangell and start coaching even in that year as an assistant coach under Dave Silva. And then I went up and taught in Glen Allen for 3 years, where I was also an assistant coach for the high school girls team and a head coach for the middle school girls team. And then about 5 years ago, I got the opportunity to come back here and had a teaching job at the elementary, and then just started assistant coaching, and then moved forward from there into the head coaching position.
Who were you under for when you were assistant coaching?
So it was Dave Silva the first year when I was here for student teaching, and then when I was here again, so 5 years later, it was Edna Knorr.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
And then what grade do you teach?
Well, this year I'm teaching a first grade class. The past few years, though, I've been teaching a K-1 split.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How is that?
Oh, I love it. I love all different age groups of kids. I get the little ones all the way to the older ones, and I enjoy every little part of it. So they kids are kids, and I think if you enjoy being around them, then you find the beauty in all of it, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you're spending your whole day with the little kids, and then you get to work with the big kids. Yeah, that is just, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely a change in things, but I also am shocked constantly of the same strategies I use for my first graders and my high school students, and how, you know, again, kids are kids and they need repetition and they need things explained. And, you know, sometimes we think those older kids don't need it explained as much, but they really do, and they benefit from that. So, yeah.
Yep, that is right.
Yeah.
So true. Yep. Cool. Mm-hmm. And yeah, tell me a little bit about the makeup of your team. Teams, I should say.
Yeah, yeah. So we have 14 girls that came that are playing this year. Like we have already identified, we've definitely been hit by injury. And so one of those players, one of my seniors, Abby Armstrong, she has just had a rough go of things. She blew out her ACL last year, had surgery on it in February, did all the physical therapy and rehab that she needed to do, came back this season, and it happened right away again in one of the first games that we played. So she is out again, and she'll be going for surgery again here soon. So but she comes to every practice every day. She shows up for the girls. She encourages them. She is an outstanding senior this year, and she has been every year. So I've just really got to give her a shout out. And then after that, like we said, I have two other seniors who are still playing, Helen Decker and Abby Gerald, who will be recognized this weekend at our senior games, they're our last home games. And so those two provide a lot of leadership for us, a lot of height. They pull down some rebounds for us. So they definitely provide that. And then after that, we really have a young team, lots of freshmen, which is outstanding. And we have a strong junior class and sophomore class. So right now, the girls are looking strong for a few years to come, which is really exciting. They have had a lot of basketball experience in their life, and they've had lots of coaches pour into them and get them to where they're at. And I know I definitely couldn't do it without all the time and energy that they had put into these girls before me. And so they come pretty ready for high school ball. They hustle. They work hard. They have good shot form. Just all the little things that really helped so that you don't have to waste too much time on those fundamentals. But yeah, so it's a really good makeup.
Okay. Absolutely. You know, I feel like we talk about varsity a lot, and I'm sorry for that. But give us a sense of how the JV girls are doing.
Yeah, so the JV girls have been doing awesome this season as well. A lot of those freshmen and sophomores play on the JV team, and we haven't had a ton of JV games just because a lot of the other towns don't field enough girls for a JV team. But so far this season, we've been able to play Craig, an unofficial game against Petersburg, mm-hmm. and then Metlakatla. And so that's been, and that was when we were home. When we went to Met, they weren't able to host a JV game, which was a bummer because that's when they really grow. That's when they get those experiences and get to work the kinks out. But they, you know, they've been showing up every time. They hustle hard. They are finishing around the basket. For freshmen, I'm very pleased with what they're pulling off.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Do they practice together?
Yes, the girls team does, and I know the boys team doesn't, but that's because they have way more boys that come out for it. With 14, that's a great number to practice with. So.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. How often do y'all practice?
So we pretty much practice whenever we can get the opportunity. So at least 5 days a week. But I mean, then when you start traveling and you have games on Friday, Saturday, that throws it off a little bit. So yeah. We normally practice 2 hours a day and just really like to get the girls in a strong workout, keep them in good shape. Just lots and lots of repetition on shots, that kind of thing.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. The time is 1:17. You're listening to Talk on the Rock. We have Lori Brown. She's the coach of the Girls Wrangell Wolves teams. And we'll be back shortly. And if you feel like calling in, that number is 874-2345. All right, we are back. The time is 1:20. Lori, so tell me about some upcoming games. So we know that this weekend we are playing Hanes, and that is going to be Saturday and Sunday.
Correct.
Okay. Is there something going on Friday?
There is not. It's all based on Hanes travel and being able to get here. So it wasn't a thing that we had to work around. It was them. So
okay. And then they're going to recognize the seniors.
Yes. And that'll be on Saturday night. So the games will start at 5 o'clock on Saturday night with the boys varsity. And then in between the boys varsity and girls varsity, we'll do a senior recognition night.
Okay. So, yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. And then so we'll have those games. After that, it's Petersburg on their turf for their homecoming.
Yep.
And then after that, next weekend is in Sitka for regionals.
Yes, the regional tournament.
Okay, and what does that look like?
Yeah, so we will, like you said, be going off to Petersburg March 1st and 2nd that weekend. Come back Sunday, pretty much have a day to recoup, get our bags packed again, and we'll leave super late Monday night, even early Tuesday morning at like 1:45 a.m. on the ferry.
Oh my gosh.
Head to Sitka, and then, you know, the games start on right away pretty much when we get there. And so it's just a madhouse of games, and you get to see lots of different teams, and it's a great atmosphere.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, so you're playing all of the Southeast teams regardless of their 2A, 3A rankings. Is that how it works?
No, we will only play 2A teams, but we'll get to the tournament will include the 3A and 4A games, which is really fun for everybody to get to see those other teams as well.
Okay. And then, you know, who gets into state? Is that based off of the season or is it based off of regionals?
It's based off of regionals. So, you know, as you head into regions, it's anybody's ball game for sure. As of right now, it's looking like we've secured the number one seed in two regionals.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, best of luck this weekend, next weekend, and of course at regionals.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Lori, thank you so much for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
All right. The time is 1:25. You've been listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. And as always, we'll be back next week with another guest. Bye.